Indians pitcher Carlos Carrasco, our guest as part of our Wahoo Week coverage here in Goodyear, Arizona. And of course, Carlos coming off a terrific year in 2015, a 14-12 mark. And certainly that's a year you can now build on. What do you do to get better? What are the goals and the expectations for 2016 just for you personally, Carlos?
First, I think the hard work that I put 2014, 2015 with my pitching coach Mickey Galloway, and then 2014 I did with Kevin Cash is a big difference. So everything that I learned those years just kind of bring it for this year too. Just, I always say that it's something that, you know, that I have to do every day. And everything that I did last year is everything it pay off from the year before that I did all the hard work that I put in me and the pressure that I put in me. So just, I did last year. That was an incredible year for me, and I want to do that this year too.
Carlos, as you get older, as you just get more experience, where do you still see yourself getting better? What are you improving on?
You know what? Everyone here, every day, we're trying to get better. Every day. But on my part, just, you know, like you say, we get older. And right now, just doing something, my mechanics, something different from last year. And my arm is something that I just want to have delivery, the send for everything. Every pitch, the send delivery. Last year, just kind of do a little bit different with my fastball, a little bit up, with my breaking pitch a little bit down. So the hitter, they can see the difference in that. So that's what we're working this year in the bullpen.
Do you see yourself getting better? Are there things that you now see yourself doing? You go, wow, I'm a lot better at that now than I used to be?
Yes. Every day, myself, I do something different to do. I just go in the video room. I don't watch myself in the video room sometimes. I just watch Salazar, Cody Anderson, Tomlin, Kluber, the way they attack the hitter. I just want to learn from there too, and just put it in me. So it's something that's really, it's not really easy to do, put everything to work together. But with the time, I think is good, and everything's coming together.
Again, we're talking with Carlos Carrasco. He joins us as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. And you kind of stole my next question, because I was going to ask you about, with so many great pitchers on this staff, how much you can learn from those other guys, how much you can learn, you know, from a Corey Kluber, from a Cody Anderson, who had a great end to the year last year. Do you guys kind of pick each other's brains, per se?
That's what we're doing. We don't talking about that, but just we can see what's going on.
Just watch each other.
Just watching, yes. The way they Kluber pitch, Salazar, Cody Anderson, T.J. Hahn in the beginning of the season, Tomlin, we learn every day from those guys. So the same work that I'm doing right now, so they maybe go and see my video too, the way. So I think the more important, we don't talk about that. We go over there by ourselves, and we just learn from that.
All in all, give us a feel for what the guys are feeling in the clubhouse about this season. You came so close last year. We're right at it, right up until the last week of the season. Does that kind of drive you now as you get into this year?
You know what? We have a lot of new faces, and there's a lot of energy in the clubhouse. We have a good position player. We have a good starting pitcher, bullpen. I think for this year we're gonna be in a good spot. So we're gonna make it. I'm pretty sure. I feel strong in that.
And I do want to ask you a question about last year. Speaking of coming oh so close, you came oh so close to that no hitter. You had a dominant performance. Was that a little bit frustrating, or was it so gratifying? Give us your thoughts. So when that game was over and you were that close to making history, is it something you just go, well, it happened, or did it kind of eat at you a little bit?
You know what? It's part of the baseball. It's gonna happen. You know, and some people, they ask me after the game, you feel sad? If you, what are you going to feel sad? Is baseball have fun? It's happening, it's happened, you know?
Yep.
But I think the more important that I saw that day is the way Kina, he tried so hard to get that ball. And why does so many people ask me a question, why are you laughing? Because it's a part of, that's me. That's my, I enjoy it. And that he trying to catch that, he can do it. But I think the more important is just be happy. It's part of the baseball. It's going to happen.
It's so funny you say that, because I was watching the game that night with my family. I said, look at Carlos. He's smiling out there. I mean, you were just having fun. It got away from you, but you were just relishing that moment. You were enjoying the moment.
I just enjoying the moment. That's right. You know, sometimes when we know somebody have no hitter or something like that, we don't talk to them. Leave me alone. And you're just trying, every time when I go in the dugout, I'm just trying to talk with someone, and nobody want to talk to me. Just want to, that's, Joe, just trying to talk to with my teammate, and they're just kind of, okay, no. They leave me alone. Just want to talk to with somebody, so I just, but you know what? I think
hey, does anybody here know I got a no-hitter going?
They know. I'm trying to talk to them, and they say, no, go sit and relax. But you know what? You're just trying to have fun. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
There you go. Hey, we appreciate you stopping by. Great conversation. Hey, congratulations on a great year last year, and let's hope you keep it going in 2016.
All right. Thank you.